Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Forgotten Bottom-Up Leadership Tactics Transform Crisis into Breakthrough Success. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something most entrepreneurs get wrong about leadership during crisis. You don't need a title to be a leader when your organization is struggling. The most powerful change often starts from the bottom up, not the top down. Today, I'll show you how to lead during difficult times, even without formal authority. The first forgotten tactic is modeling the behavior you want to see. Think of yourself as a thermostat, not a thermometer. Thermometers react to the temperature in the room. Thermostats set it. Take ownership of problems within your sphere of influence. Stay solution-focused when others complain. Show up consistently with energy and commitment. Your attitude becomes contagious and influences everyone around you. This isn't about toxic positivity. It's about being the steady force others can rely on. The second tactic is becoming the information bridge. During uncertainty, communication breaks down like a game of telephone. You can fix this. Share updates and context that help teammates understand the bigger picture. Translate leadership messages into language that resonates with your peers. Fill communication gaps by asking questions upward and sharing answers downward. Position yourself as a trusted source of clarity when everything feels chaotic. Let me share a real example. During a major layoff at a tech company, a junior developer started weekly coffee chats. She shared insights from leadership meetings and addressed team concerns directly. Her initiative reduced anxiety and improved morale across three departments. Management eventually promoted her and adopted her communication model company-wide. She didn't wait for permission. She saw a need and filled it. The third tactic is creating small wins for your team. Identify quick improvements you can make without asking permission. Celebrate others' contributions publicly and frequently. Organize informal team-building activities or knowledge-sharing sessions. Focus on progress you can control rather than problems you can't solve. Here's your actionable takeaway. Pick one colleague who seems stressed or disconnected this week. Schedule a 15-minute coffee chat to listen and offer support. Leading from the bottom starts with one conversation at a time. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.